Thanks again to everyone that's read, helped us open the meeting. I'm going to take this opportunity to welcome those that have joined us since we first started. Warm welcome to any visitors that are with us tonight, and a huge welcome to any newcomers that might be with us in the room this evening. We hope you're going to hear something that's going to encourage you to keep coming back. Okay, like I said at the beginning, we are a speaker meeting. We do have a speaker. They're going to share their experience, strength, and hope with us for the next 40, 45 minutes, whatever they're comfortable with. And I'm going to hand you a journey two into and through Narcotics Anonymous experience. I don't know. I'm going to hand you over to Helen, who's going to, oh, sorry, not Helen, Renard, who's going to introduce them. So, Renard, please jump in.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve. Thank you, everybody, for being here. I'm a recovering addict. My name is Runa. Our speaker
Hi,
tonight.
Bruno.
Hi, Bruno.
Hi, Bruno.
I met DJ 10 years ago, and besides of being my very, very best friend in the world, and she is my very best friend of all the people in Narcotics Anonymous. She's authentic. She is a service nerd with capital service nerd, I really admire her effort and commitment to the fellowship and the way she approaches not only her personal program, but also the program, and the service she has done for Narcotics Anonymous. And without further ado, I'd like to introduce to you to DJ. Please, DJ, go ahead.
Thank you very much, Runa. I'm all touched. Oh, thank you. Hi, I'm an addict and I'm DJ.
Hello,
Oh,
DJ.
welcome.
Hey, welcome.
Oh,
DJ.
thank you. Thank you. I'm quite nervous. English is not my language. I speak English maybe once, twice a year when I'm on holiday. I'm all sweaty right now, and for almost 1 hour I've been going to the bathroom, because I think I have to pee all the time. So, but yeah, now I'm here. I'm out of word for what you said, Runa. Thank you very much. You're my best and most lovely friend. Thank you so much for you. There's a couple of my homies here in this meeting. Hi, Liz. Thank you for being here. It gives me good feeling in my stomach when I just can see your names here. So I know I'm not alone. I know I'm not alone when I'm here with you guys. Who am I? Yeah, I'm an addict, and I've always been an addict. I get introduced to NA when I was 21 years. I've been in rehab, and I didn't get the picture. I wasn't ready to surrender. So I used until I was 42 years. I was so lucky that I got divorced. One of the good things that's happening in my life is I get divorced. Thank you for that. I was married for 21 years. And it was not all bad, but it was not good for me. When I first started coming to NA, I had a lot of resentment. I started doing service from day one. I had two home groups. I didn't have a work at that time, so I could be on every meeting. So I went to a meeting every day. for at least the first, I think, 2 or 3 months. And it was good for me. I just listened. Oh, I tried to listen. After 14 months, I had a relapse. I didn't surrender, and I have focus on all this God thing, higher power, God. And when I was little, I had this feeling that God has left me. So when I started in this program, I think it wasn't for me because I have no God. I have no higher power. God left me when I was, I think, 5 years. I prayed all the time when I was a child. He didn't listen. So I thought that he had left me. I thought that love has left me. And I was very much alone. I was the kind of child who would take care of everything around me. I took care of my mother. She was very sick. And I took care of shopping and getting dinner. And yeah. And I had all these masks. I was never me. I didn't know who I was. And it followed me all my life. I have to breathe. When I was nine, the police were coming and getting me, and it was the worst day of my life, but it was almost also the best day of my life. They were taking me away from my mother. Some adults were taking control, and it was very good for me. And I got to this home, and it was hard. I was 9 years old, and that was just, yeah, all these bullies. And I got to be a small, tough girl, and it followed me for the rest of my life until I got clean. I was this tough girl. But I kept on being there for everybody else, or I tried to be there for everybody else. All my life, I've been like that. I've taken that with me from my childhood. So I was never good to myself until I came to NA. I got married when I was 21, and with a gypsy guy, and we got 2 children, and that also was the best and the worst thing happened to me. If I could do something, I know it sounds really hard, but if I could do something over again, I shouldn't have had children. I was not a good mother. I was an addict, and I did the best I could, but it was not good enough, and it had some big consequences. My daughter's just went 18, and I don't talk to her. She don't want to talk to me, and I have a son, and he's 16, and I haven't seen him for 6 years. And it's very hard. I cry myself to sleep many nights. And it's the consequence of my life. Well, NA, I love NA. Oh, very, very much. It was my, I've heard this a lot from you guys. I stepped in into a room, and then I'm home. It took me 14 months, but when when I get back, I only had 3 days real relapse, and I get back and I was all in. All in. Starting to read our book, and I starting to working the steps. It was hard. It still is. I don't think it's easy to be clean, but it's better than not being clean. I have to learn everything when I started in this program. I have never had a friend. So I didn't know how to do it. I was this tough one, I was just holding people 1 meter away from me, don't get too close because I bite, but you loved me, and you still do. Thank you for that. And you keep on loving me until I almost love myself today, not every day, but most of the days I like myself now. I want to drink coffee with me now. I'm an okay person. And I learned that in the program. And especially I learned it in service. My meaning is not that important. I'm not that important. I remember I had this service post in our area. I was a secretary, and I think that's the service I learned most of in my glee time until now, because I just had to listen. I didn't have to have an opinion on anything. I just have to write down what you were saying. It was very difficult for me because I have an opinion about everything. But I was there a couple of years, and it was very good for me to just listen. And I do group service. Right now I have this problem with my group. One of my friends says it's Alzheimer's disease. I don't know if it is Alzheimer's disease, but I don't know if I'm an old timer. Sometimes I think like I'm a newcomer. Right now I think like I'm a newcomer. But I have this problem right now. I have focused on people's mistake. And I talk a lot to my homies with this, and my sponsor. And I think I have to take a time off doing service in my home group. Not that I don't, I need my home group because, or I'm homeless. I need this. And my home group has 2 meetings a week. I'm so blessed that I live in a city where there's meetings every day, and sometimes 2 times a day. But I think for a while I just have to be there. I don't have to be a greeter or what I can be. I just right now I have a key and I do coffee. So it's very important. I'm the first one to arrive at this meeting. So maybe I should just leave the key. I will do that. But I will stay in my home group because it's so important for me. It's important for me to be oh, I don't know how to say it in English. People depends on me, and I need that. I need to being seen, and you see me, especially in my home group, because you know me so well. If I had a bad day, you know, I don't have to say anything. You just know. So I need to be there. Yeah. There's happened so many things in my life after I get clean. It something I have to how to say that? I have to squeeze myself in the arm, you know, because is this, am I living? You know, is this really my life? Because wow, I have this wonderful life today. I have friends, you know, and they depend on me. They trust me. They love me. Even if I'm stupid or not in good shape, or you love me anyway, and thank you for that. Yeah. I have become a better person doing the steps. I have full accept now over who I am. Some days better than other, but most of the days I have this, I can feel it all the way down in my stomach, you know. I'm all calm because I know who I was and I know who I am today. And it gives me, it's easier for me to be with other people when I have this accept of myself. It's easier for me to make mistakes, and it's easier for me to accept other people's mistakes. Yeah. I work with people in NA, and I work with people in my private life. I'm a social worker, and I love it. But the last 5 years, I have been working with addicts. Yeah. And a couple of months ago, I stopped my job because I wasn't feeling good there. And that's one of the things I've learned in my recovery, is I have to feel good. There's so much in life. For me, there's so much, so I don't have to be places where I don't fit in. I'm an okay person, so I don't have to take a mask on to be like you. It's okay to be me. And it was a good job. A lot of people said to me, why did you stop that job? Because a lot of people would like to have that job. And but that's something I've learned through the steps, you know. I don't have to put up with anything more. I found myself in this the last 8.5 years. I find myself. I have been creating a new me with the program, with the steps. I thought before, I thought that I have to go back and find me. But when I was working with the steps, I found out that I don't have to find back to something. I have to create a new me, with these principles. And it really has become a part of me now. Most days. Because, you know, I do make a lot of mistakes, and you know, my home group, you know, sometimes I have to find the word in English. So much easier in Danish, you know. I have resentment to people still, and then I have to talk to you and do work with the program and find back to the program, back to basics. My head is going 180 all the time. I don't have any. In Danish, you say diagnosa. I don't know if it's the same in English, but thank you for that. So I don't have to have any medicine, but the program helps me to be in this 180 brain. Meditation is one of the things I'm doing, and I have to live. I make a week schedule. Every Sunday, I sit down and I write down what I should do in the week. And the first thing I write down is my recovery. When to go to meetings. And sometime I have to do it more. Because the head is spinning. Structure, I think is the name of it. I have to live in structure, you know. If I don't, I get back. I'm not the best DJ if I don't follow some rules. And the rules for me is the basis text. I have to be kind. I have to surrender every day, and I have to find accept every day for who I am. I'm an addict, and I'm very much an addict every day. Not just in drugs or alcohol, everything, you know. I can abuse everything. If I go and buy a Coca-Cola, I drink 30 colas if they are there. If I have them, I drink them. If I have candy, I eat it, all of it, until I get sick. In the beginning, I had the same with people. I don't do that anymore. Not so much. I think sometimes I do, but yeah. But I am very much an addict. Yeah. And I have to, how do you say, get a hold to myself all the time. And I do that with the program. The program helps me to have an hold in myself. I don't know if it's the right word, but it feels okay when I say it, so I think it's okay. Yeah. About this friendship, me being a friend now, I want to talk a little more about that. When I first got here in NA, like I was saying, I help people 1 meter away from my. I was afraid. I was very much afraid of they were finding out what a bad person I was. So I was not a good friend. I thought I was very honest. Not everything has to be said. That was what I found out. I didn't. I found out that I don't need to give people advice if they don't ask for it. I did that all the time in the start. I give everybody advice about everything, And I didn't know shit. Sorry, my French, but I didn't know anything, so it was not good advice. But I learned it, I tried. And even if I was not nice being with you, were being with me. You took me in. I have another very good friend who said to me when I had 1 year clean, he said, "You get more round. You're not your elbows are not so sharp anymore. You get more and more a lovely person." And I think it's something I took with me, because I think that's the truth about me. I was very hard in the start. I have always been like that. So it took me some years to learn to be round. Yeah. I get round in more means, I think I took about 20 kilos on my weight, and it's okay. I start eating, so that was good. Yeah. Today I have the best friend. I'm never alone. Even people who are not my best friend, I can always call them. If not the first, if it's I have a hard day, I can call. It's not the first one that's taken the phone. I can just take the next one, or the next one, or the next one. I had a lot of friends now. Still, I'm not the person who invite a lot of people in my home. I haven't learned that yet. 1 hour, it's okay. 1 hour. When I drink coffee with my friends now, it's like when they've been here for 1 hour, I think, shall I walk you to your car now? Now I'm filled. And I'm not very good at inviting people, and I have an okay home. It's not like that, but. It's something I'm still working on, and I found out I don't need 20 people who's close. I don't have 20 people who's close. I have a couple, and that's good. I don't need to tell everybody everything. That's one thing I've learned on this program. In the start, I said everything. I told everybody everything. I was selling out of me. Now I have two, three people I talk private to, and of course my sponsor. Yeah, I'm on my third sponsor. The first one I had 1 year, the first year, and then she m moved to Norway, and it was a long distance, and I relapsed, not because of she was moving to Norway, but because I wasn't ready. Oh, it was too hard looking myself to the eye into my eyes, I think. So I got a new one, and I had her for almost 7 years. I loved her. She was my light. I called her about everything in the start. And then her husband got sick, and she had some problems, and she disappeared from NA. I had to find a new one. So now I have one, and she's not in the same city. She's in the other end of the country, actually. And I've made a lot of service with her. And she's a tough lady. And I need tough ladies in my life. I need someone who can said, shut up and listen, because I'm very good at speaking. So, and especially when I'm not feeling good, then I'm just talk, 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 you know, like this 180 in my brain, you know, it's just blah, 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 blah. And she's good because she listened and then she said, quiet, now you have to listen to me. And she's so much program, and she used the program, and thank you for that. It's the same with my couple of dear friends. When it goes 180, I call them, and Mr. Rona, he always said, pray, just pray. Thank you. And I do, and it works. My God is back, you know. I have a higher power today. My second step helped me a lot about that. So I pray a lot. And that helps me every day, almost every day. That's one thing I have learned. It's one more thing I have learned in this program is not to lie. I still lie sometimes. I read just for today every day is an example. No, I don't. I don't read just for today every day. I have an idea that I want to do that, but I don't. So why am I saying that? But I get better to say just like I do now, you know, I do it the best I can. I do the best I can. And that's good enough, you know. That's one of the thing I've learned about accept, you know. Before it was never enough. Nothing was enough. Not enough drugs, not enough love, not enough everything. Today I have everything I need. I have this beautiful friendship. I have this beautiful people in the program. I have these beautiful meetings. I love it. And I don't think I ever stop doing service. Because it's very important for me to give this to a newcomer to work with the program. I work with the program when I give it, you know. I love being a sponsor. I simply love this program. It's not so bad speaking in English after all. A lot of words I cannot find, but I'm really grateful. And I never thought that I should share in a meeting in English. I hope there's someone here who can use just a little bit of my share. There's a lot of things I want to talk about, but I don't know. I can't find the words right now. No. I've grown to be see. I believe in life now. I don't want to die anymore. I spent a lot of years wanting to die. I don't want to die. I love my life. Someday I'll love it more, but I never want to die. I want to live. And that's something you have taught me. Life is good. And I'm lovable. That's something you taught me too. And you need me and I need you. You know, we're one, and that's good. So good. I've just been to a job interview, just to jump like I jump right in it, so it's okay. It's okay, DJ. It's okay. I've just been to a job interview. You know, quite crazy. I've always been working, and I know I'm good at my job. I was nervous, but the thing I was most nervous about was getting the job. You know, and I got the job. So, thank you for that. So now I know what to fill in my calendar. That's good. Yeah, that's good for my brain. So it's not going 180 all the time. And I can be in service, you know, in my job too. I like that. No, I love that. It's one of the new word I love. Yeah, I never loved before. Yeah. I've just how do you say that? In my clean time, there's been a lot of sadness. I lost my children in my clean time. And when I was writing my first step, one of the questions were, I try to say it in English, what should happen? And then you use, I don't know if it's the right way to say it, but could there happen anything that could make you use again? And yeah, I was writing if I lost my children, if something happened to my children, I can use again. But no, I don't use. There are more people in my life I was very fond of who is dying, and I didn't use, no matter what. And I know that now, that no matter what happens, as long as I follow this route, you know, I have nothing to fear, because I know you will always be there, no matter what. I'm never alone. I should never be alone again. I think I'll stop now, because now my brain is just jumping around, and I just hope that you can hear my gratitude for this program, because I really, really, really love it. I'm so pleased to, you know, someone who's showing me that this, and I want to show it back to all of the world. In the start, I wanted to talk to everybody about it, but now I know that it works when I show I live my good life. Yeah. So, Thank you for my close people, for standing up with all of my bullshits in the year. Thank you for loving me. Thank you for all NAs for loving me and wanting to listen to me. Yeah, I'm very grateful. So I think I stop now. Thank you very much. Thank you.